Hi, welcome to We Mentor Mondays podcast with Nancy. Get inspired, break through to new dimensions with your peers on the entrepreneurial journey of self-discovery. Learn something new from our stories today. Welcome to our fourth mentoring session with Stephen Adams and John Fearing, co-owners of Moxie Hair Salon. Hi, you guys.
Hi.
Howdy.
Thanks for joining us again. We're kind of going deeper and deeper into the Moxie difference, and it's certainly you two. I really am impressed with your the way you're leading together and the way you sort things out is really impressive and is exactly what you need to be doing, especially if you've got a vision to kind of grow past the, you know, shore up the St. Paul and the Minneapolis salons and start looking for an in-between salon and then expanding out into the suburbs a little bit. So that's what we were covering last time. And we were talking about, you know, what needs to happen in order for you to comfortably kind of start growing with making sure that you've got 75% of the capacity that's booked before you start expanding too much. But you'll be sorting that out as you go a little bit more. So with this session, you've also got another area of Moxie Salon that you've been needing to clarify your vision around, and that's with your, your education program.
Oh, the academy.
Yes.
Well, academy. Yeah, we have a couple of different education.
Oh, you do?
I mean,
no wonder I'm confused.
Well, there's a couple of different variances of it.
Okay.
So we have our education program that we utilize for our hiring system. But we also have an advanced academy, which we're trying to utilize to generate money. And it has two different purposes. One, the first purpose of the advanced academy is to like kind of start using us as a hub, as an education hub, so that other salons will send their people to our academies, so that students will come to the academy, so that instructors can come to the academy to get continuing education that they need to continue their licensing.
Okay.
But also for us a way to like help offset the cost balance, because it comes into a financial scenario of why we do it. We want to be able to offset the cost of education in the salon, meaning our training program, because our training program itself costs us money to do, so we want to be able to help offset it. And that was the whole purpose behind building the Advanced Academy.
Okay, so you first built in to Moxie Hair Salon an education for the purposes of the staff that
Correct.
You're hired,
yep.
that you've hired, to give them ongoing education?
Correct, yes. So we have an academy, if you want to, I won't even call it academy. We'll call it education program.
Okay.
The education program for the staff is a training program that takes about 1 to 2 years to go through, and they kind of go through their learning process, and it's all individualized on each individual, and they have criteria in each phase of it, phase one, phase two, and phase three, and it's a pretty intense program. And we feel that after they've gone through our education program that we can then rely and trust on them to be a stylist. So all hairdressers, whether we even hire them from another salon, have to go through at least part of our education program.
Okay. And do you provide the training or
yes.
you do it yourself?
Right now I do about 75 to 100% of it. But I've been working and working on building a strong education team. There's one point where I had a whole education team, but it I wasn't really prepared to like manage educators. So now I feel like I'm training educators in a different system. So actually we had an educator training program today. And so
how many are on the team?
Oh my God, I got to count.
Eight.
So there's eight. So this is great because that means we have eight of our 30 some staff that are, you know, that's, what is that percentage wise? 24%, 25% of our staff are engaged enough to like educate themselves to start educating their peers.
Okay.
And so what we're doing is we're working on getting them, I'm working with them on teaching them how to teach. So one, how to teach our system.
Mm-hmm.
And the way we do that actually is kind of interesting. I have them come in on the same days that we do theory classes with the newbies, the new people. And so they both are getting the exact same knowledge at the same time. And then I break all the educators into groups to teach OBE style with each of the trainees.
OBE?
Objective-based education.
Okay.
It's basically so they can work in as partners. And they, as the coach, they're the ones that then reteach as the other person does the work.
Okay. And John, how do you fit into the process?
Well, my role in that process would be more at the beginning. When Stephen talks about our education program, when we hire people, we have what we call phase one. And this is something we started actually last year that's worked really well for us. And that phase one is where they are trained to work at the front desk. And the reason we find that to be really beneficial and important is because stylists are in the people business. They're in the industry of people. And instead of putting them right behind a chair, just otherwise observing and assisting but not being interactive with the public,
mm-hmm.
We don't find out right away how they are necessarily in dealing with the public. So putting them right there up front, face of the salon, answering the phones when people come in, taking care of guests, it really shows us right away what kind of person they're going to be mm-hmm. interacting. And if they cannot effectively communicate or take care of guests, customer service things.
Problem solve.
These are the things that are going to always be there as a stylist. They're not going to go away. And I would rather find out up there what kind of person they are before they are touching people's hair, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
The other reason it's been really beneficial for us is because in the past when we've hired front desk people that were not in the hair, didn't go to hair school or anything like that, just a job for them, whether they're going to college or whatever, they didn't have the passion behind hair, they didn't have the knowledge, so then we'd have to train them and about services we provide and how to talk about the services we provide. Whereas someone's come out of cosmetology school, they kind of already have the ground, the basis of understanding of what we're providing service there. So that's always been good. And that's generally about 3 to 6 months. So when I come into play is that I am part of the hiring process, and then I work with my shift manager lead, Betsy, who's been with us for years. She used to be a stylist, and now she's helping us more or less as a manager. She, front desk manager, she helps us with training. So her and I work as a team to make sure that these guys are developing right and making sure that they're going to work. And the nice part about that is not only we see them up front there, but then we can also evaluate them because they are going to classes at that time as well.
Sure.
And it's the very early stages of,
they're getting hair stuff at the same time.
Yeah. So that's where I fit in on that end.
Does everybody, what about your clients? How do they experience that? Do they know ahead of time that this is a training salon? And I know you've got some things on your website.
It depends on what phase they're in. So this is the whole thing. By the time they're actually doing clients in their third phase, which is our Rising Star part of the training program, they've already gone through at least 6 months to a year of training where they've already been, for the most part, have mastered quite a bit of our hair cutting that we want them to, quite a bit of the color processing that we want to. And then what we do is we really, now the next part of training is teaching them how to build a clientele. That's really what the third phase is. And then there's also like doing some more custom work, like corrective hair coloring and some major chemical services. So we start off with the basics, and it just becomes a building block, a step-by-step-by-step process. How does it affect the customer? It shouldn't affect the customer too much, because we only allow the Rising Star to do certain services that they're qualified in. So they have to evaluate out before they can do a service. So we're not going to just throw them to the wolves and be like, all right, have fun. Mm-hmm. We did attempt that at one point, and that was kind of a miserable experience for our poor guests, ourselves, and everything else. And so we really had to wait. We're like, no, they're not ready. We have to go slower. We have to take a little babier steps and take smaller strides on it. And so our goal is, by the time they reach Master Stylist, which is what we call our starting out haircutting price and our first tier, by the time they get through the Rising Star, they should have be a master stylist. They should have everything. They should know how to do every single thing in the beauty industry and not have questions or doubts. And they're pretty strong about it.
Sure. And what is phase two?
Phase two is assisting. So in the phase two program, so phase one is shift managers. Phase two, and that's where they're working behind the desk, and they also do hair classes once a week. Phase two is they're working with one-on-one with an assistant trainer. So we have a few people who work with assistants, and they work with them day-to-day on clients throughout the day, doing blow dries, helping color applications, doing shampoos, greeting, selling products, doing the closeouts, helping that person grow their business, and learning at the same time. And that trainer then spends an average of about 3 to 4 hours a week training them one-on-one, where the assistant will bring in a guest, and they're a paying guest, so that they bring in a guest for, we have a list of 52 different haircuts and 52 different hair colors or coloring processes.
52 different haircuts?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't realize.
Yes. Yeah. So there's 52, and there are different cuts and techniques, and they have 52 different things they have to accomplish. And they get to watch a video for all the haircuts. The color they have, we already have all the stuff. So it's like they watch the video, and then they work on the guest, and then the assistant trainer is like, hangs out and observes and helps them and guides them, and if they, you know, coach them, you know, one-on-one, and help that person so that that person is comfortable, you know, to do that service throughout.
Sure. And are you part, John, of phase two?
You know, I don't have a specific role. I'm more just available to, you know, give advice and coach, and just as a mentor if Steven isn't available, and, you know, one of the assistant trainers, you know, as having challenges with an assistant, just talking to them and just trying to give them advice on how to work with them. And, you know, mine would be more of a behind the scenes kind of role. Nothing direct in that way. So,
yeah, but I would say more of like a man. You're more like a coach, like a mentor or a coach to the trainer,
right?
Operational mentor.
There you go. That's a fancy name. Can we put that on your business card? I need a name tag.
You know, the one thing I wanted to say though is I'm not a stylist, but in the 16 years of doing this, it amazes me that how many and people have come to work for us that come out of school who really don't have much knowledge of really anything on hair as much as I thought they should or could. It's pretty surprising. So, you know, for us to be able to be consistent and keep our quality of work up.
Yes.
This is why we're so hardcore about our training, because there's a lot of salons out there that, you know, they'll just put them on the floor. And we've done that, like Steve said, and it's been very painful. And we just want to make sure that we build consistency. So it doesn't matter. It's like going to a restaurant. You can tell when sometimes a different cook is working or whatever.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
We want to build everybody to be able to, you know, feel comfortable. Any guests come in, feel comfortable seeing any stylist there. That is our ultimate goal.
That's the ultimate goal, correct.
It's consistency. So we only do that by training, and teaching them. I mean, the thing is, it's not just about cutting their hair and they leave. It's about greeting them, listening to them, consultation, talking to the guests, talking about product, talking about educating the guest about, you know, the products they're using. There's so much involved that I think a lot of people, when they come out of school, they're even blown away and surprised. And I know it works, because we've had people with us for 10 years and they go back and they look at it and they're like, I didn't know anything. Thank you guys, you know, and that's the part that makes me know we're doing something right. So
exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So what is your ultimate vision with the Moxie Hair Salons Advanced School Academy?
Well,
you're hesitant to say academy because...
Well, we can say academy in this one. So the Advanced Academy, I try to separate between...
So we were just talking about the education program
for the staff. The Advanced Academy is basically a whole different business. And this is kind of like a whole different entity. My goal with this is, and it's already started, is to become the advanced education hub in Minneapolis. Actually, we're the only place that are offering advanced education. So I guess that already makes us a hub. But there was like something that I had noticed for years and years and years. Nobody had any kind of advanced education unless it was like a manufacturer coming in and saying, hey, I can offer you education. Oh, by the way, buy 10 of these shampoo bowls or whatever it might be.
So it's education with an agenda.
Right. It was always education with an agenda. And we still, we'll do that with the manufacturers that we choose and to work with. But I wanted to be able to bring in educators and to be able to offer education to other hairdressers, to cosmetology instructors, and to students at a fair price that will give them a taste of what it's like to go to like Vidal Sassoon or to Jacques Desange or to Rojo in New York, and to be able to like give them the experience of what I've seen all over the world. And so I want to be able to bring that here and at the same time generate and make money off of it. You know, last year was, I think, the first year education actually kind of made money, you know, and that...
You wanted another profit center.
Well, a little bit. It doesn't have to be. I just want to offset education. Like the cost of our training our staff, I want to offset it. But if we can make profit from it, that's way cooler too.
Yeah, because then you can keep investing.
We can keep investing and we can grow it and we can get bigger and bigger people.
You can bring more people in the education process so it's not so dependent on you.
Exactly.
Yeah, so there's lots of ways that makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's been really great. I mean, we in the Advanced Academy, we do two different types of things. We do hands-on classes, and then we also do what we call a social Sunday. And we run them right now once a month. The social Sunday is kind of a unique thing, and it seems crazy, but it's giving away education. But as I call it, they're commercials. They're like little demos to get people excited about, we really push it for students to come so they get excited about working at Moxie. Two, we push it to other salons so that they get excited about coming to the hands-on portion of the Advanced Academy. And so what we end up doing, like our last one, I did a business class on just a little bit about business and setting your, you know, mission statements and your visions and your core values. And we did a hands-on class that way where we had about 11 people come in, and it was super fun. It was great for 4 hours. And then in the evening, we did the social Sunday, and we got about 40 people there. And we had, I'm trying to think, 40 people. What did I do? Oh, I talked about color. I'm like, what did I do? It's like, sometimes I forget what I'm doing. But we just talked about chemistry of hair color for 2 hours.
Oh.
And that was really all we did, is the chemistry and the breakdown of color and how it works and what it does to the structure of hair for 2 hours on it. All the geeky hair people loved it. And then now next month, our hands-on class will be chemistry of color. And it'll be hands-on version so that they actually can play. So we just did a teaser. So now they're going to be able to come in and actually do experiments, which will give them so much more knowledge, because once you do something, then you learn it. And then that next month, our evening class is on foundational hair cutting. So it's like the basis of hair cutting, the basics of all hair cutting. Mm. We'll do a demo on basic hair cutting. The next month in March, then we go in and they'll do an advanced academy hands-on version of it. And this way they actually get to like go back to the basics. Yeah. Kind of the same, some of the stuff that we teach in phase one and phase two.
So it also builds in, like, if a person comes to the first one, then they're more likely to come into the second one too, so that
exactly.
they get
yep.
the complement of each, and they really get to practice what they
exactly.
just learned.
Yeah, and that's the whole purpose of it, is just to really get into practice. And we offer those to, you know, we have a price range that we do for stylists. We have another price range that we do for students. And then we also have a price range that we offer to our own Moxie employees. Mm-hmm. So that way they can get... We encourage our staff to go to it because we want them to continue their education. Just because you go through our training program doesn't mean you've mastered it.
Yeah.
Just means you've gotten the foundation of it. Now you want to play with a discipline of like becoming really skilled.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that, playing with the discipline to become really skilled. And John, what is your thoughts about the vision with the Advanced Academy and how it ties in with your education program for the staff?
Yeah, I agree with the Advanced Academy that it serves multiple purposes to support our education for our staff. It does cost a lot of money to run the education for our staff. We have to pay our employees to be there. We have to pay the educators to be there. There's a lot of hours and time committed to it. We have up to like 4, 5, 6 people going through it at a time, and that's for a year and a half, so it really adds up. So that's one part I like about it. It's another a source of income. That's great. The other thing is I like it's an open, you know, like the social Sundays and things like that. It advertises salon, gets people in there from the schools and builds a vibe.
Yeah.
It's part of the culture. It's part of the branding too. It all serves a purpose. I thought, you know, sharing education is great, and I also like the idea of bringing in other educators from around the country. You know, Stephen has swapped education with other salons from New York to California, so it's great that we get, you know, kind of more high-profile stylists in there that we may not be able to get, that, you know, we can get in there, and it creates excitement with our staff, it creates excitement with other salons that come in. And so it's exciting for that. So I think it's a great opportunity for us to grow. And like Stephen said, there's not really many other salons doing it unless you're going through distributor. And I'm like, I feel like we can do it better. And why not just do it in our space? So.
Well, and this is a true visionary, and an entrepreneur is, they notice things, you know, in once they're in business for a while, you notice where the gaps are in the industry. And then you try to formulate ways to fill that gap and make things better and kind of progress the field that you're in. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In a positive way. Excellent.
Yeah, awesome.
Okay. Well, I think the next, all right, so we have an understanding now of the Advanced Academy. We have an understanding of how it's different from the education program for the staff, but they're intricately kind of connected. And we also have an understanding of kind of how you're building kind of a further vibe and a connection with the staff by monthly events for the Social Sunday, where you talk about something 1 month and give them education about something like the chemistry of hair. Yeah. And then the following month, you're doing something that's hands-on, so it gets the education integrated into who they are, so it becomes a part of the way they work. Yeah. Very good. What are the things that you do to try to develop a person's character?
Wow, that's a really deep question. I can train people to do hair, but I have a very difficult, and I don't know if it's like I can train people for hair, but I can't train their ethics, or I can't train their own personal core values. So if that makes sense.
Let's see if we can dig into this a little bit.
Yeah.
So you help them with their own personal vision?
Well, we try to. That's part of the whole hiring process, and also with the hiring process and the training process is to kind of make sure that their core values are meeting our core values of our company.
Okay, so you have a core value exercise.
Of sort. Yeah, it's not like written out as a nice diagram flow chart thingy, but it's okay. Kind of like everything that we do is designed around our core values.
Okay.
So,
and what are your core values?
I saw it on here. Well, core values are pretty simple. The first core value, John already said them a couple of things in the very beginning. The first core values are honesty and loyalty. Those are the first two things that we look for in any employee and in ourselves. And everything that we try to do, we're very honest and very loyal to our employees. We want to make sure that everything that we say to them is the truth. Keep as transparent as possible. That's the first core value. Next big core value, continuing education. Huge core value. We just talked about our education program. We built our whole company on education from day one. I mean, one of our first employees was an assistant, and we started training right there. We built our company by bringing in assistants, not by like going to another salon and stealing their employees. You know, it's like we built our company strictly on continuing our education. Other core values are giving back to the community, supporting local. That's a belief that both John and I have always talked about is you can't expect a community to support you if you don't support your community.
Absolutely.
And so it's like we encourage everybody to shop local, to go to all the local restaurants, to go to the local stores, to talk to all the local employees, to use them as models. And it's like all built into the education system to like...
Yeah.
So
you're planting the seeds for them to be really thinking broader outside of just them cutting someone's hair.
Exactly. It's not about just come in and cut hair. It's about... grow, just grow as a person. And so these are the fundamental core values that we kind of work on. Plus we want to give the best customer experience we possibly can. And we want to be able to trying to think what are some of the other core values that we have listed on our, they're even on our website on the front page.
Well, I would like to stop for a minute. These are great. They're really solid. Their character building.
Yeah.
You're looking at the full person, and you're looking at them and not just somebody who's going to make you money.
Yeah, they're not a cog.
Right.
We don't want another cog in the wheel. We want to build someone who's going to help us grow.
Right. Absolutely. And so you see a unified vision, and you're all in it together, kind of thing. And the fact that honesty and loyalty are really deep characteristics that you want the person to be invested in themselves and also in you.
Yeah.
And be honest with you about how they're transitioning. It sounds to me like how you started out in your the first salon that you were in.
Right.
Where you were recruited, but you had the goals. And when who was the owner?
Oh, Harry Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this was what salon?
Harry Nick and Friends in Milwaukee.
Okay. And
it's not there anymore.
Okay. But you had some goals that you came in with.
Yeah.
And when you reached the point, like within 5 years, where you wanted your own salon, I mean, that was your demonstration of integrity and honesty.
Yeah.
And you had loyalty to him, which helped you develop the courage to really have the conversations about where you go from here. So right. that when you left... and you parted ways, it was really like a congratulations, you made it this far, you know, glad we worked together.
Exactly.
And it just felt good when you left.
Yeah.
And you have been sharing that and teaching that experience is really something that's important.
Yeah, it is. It's like really, I think that's really, it's ultimately important. You can only grow, I always feel like you can only grow if you're really honest. You know, you got to be honest yourself. You have to be honest with everybody else around you. And as a coach, you have to do the same thing. You have to be open enough to like help other people and see where their weaknesses are and help them and coach them. But at the same time, be open enough to learn from them too.
Yeah.
I mean, I've probably learned more from some of my assistants than I've taught them. You know, I've learned a lot.
Yeah.
Both not technical, but just even in just interrelations and dealing with people.
Sure. And do you share the same core values?
Yeah,
or absolutely. Do yours differ a little bit?
No, I think they're pretty spot on. I mean, since the beginning, we really, you know, Stephen and I are friends a long time before that, and we kind of had a, you know, we had a vision of what our business would be and what we wanted to be about, you know. And I think number one is we both wanted to be great employers, you know, and take care of our employees and care about our employees. I think that was the number one. And, you know, obviously take care of our customers is the most important thing, but teaching them that is the most important thing, not their, you know, personal things or, you know, hanging out and with, you know, their friends at work. It's about, you know, this is a profession. You know, this isn't just a job. We want to build a career out of this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a hard thing for some of them to understand because this might be their first job or they just out of school and they, you know, they don't realize that this is, you know, you invested in yourself. This is a career. Let's make it happen. And, yeah. You know, our staff is so young. And so I think the big thing is just, you know, coaching them and teaching them but looking for those core values are key. You know, people that are open to education because it never ends. I mean, that's a huge one.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just people that are honest.
You know, that also is continuing education is a bit of hard work too.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
You know, to stay current and keep growing, and you really need to take some risks to personally put yourself out there. It's not always fun learning some things. You kind of fall on your face sometimes and you don't get it. You have to be patient with yourself. All those things are really important.
Yeah, it's really, yeah. Doing the education part is very fascinating. On Monday, in fact, this week I was in a beauty school. And I taught.
Oh, we mentor Monday.
We did, yes. And I mentored. So I had 25 beauty school instructors that work for that company all together. And I was teaching them how to use a razor. And not only how to use a razor, but how to maintain a razor and the proper way to like use the blades and change the blades and how to section hair. And it was quite fascinating to see. Some people were really into it. They were so excited and they were so passionate about it.
Yeah.
Some of the teachers were just like, whatever, I've done this since I was old, before you were born.
I
see. Other ones were like, why do I have to be here? It's my day off.
So no and, curiosity about no, what to learn.
And it's fascinating to watch these things because these are the people that are teaching our new employees. And it was interesting for me because it's like I've never had the opportunity to actually just teach a beauty school in that scenario where usually they're intertwined in other people, but this was just for them. It was just their thing. And it's fascinating for me because I don't even have an instructor's license. I haven't gone through teacher training.
Yeah.
But I can't wait to get all the reviews back because, of course, I want to ask for all their feedback, both good and bad. And I've gotten a couple people emailed me and like, that was the best class I've ever taken. And I was like, that's so cool. I'm glad people really like it. But it's that open to education was very interesting to see how many people were really were open to it and how many people were kind of there and how many people were just there because they had to.
Yeah. I mentioned in the last time that we were together that I was taking this course by Brené Brown on Daring Greatly and Rising Strong, her two books. And she is a researcher, a storyteller researcher in social work at the University of Houston in Texas. She has recently opened her own business called CourageWorks.com, and that's where her education classes are. And she's done research on vulnerability and shame, and she interviewed like over 10,000 people and has really solid research results. And she put together this list of core values that everyone has. And I brought it along for our or prepared it for our session today because we can't put it on our website for our listeners right now, but they can go to courageworks.com and sign up for a program and take that class. But I have a list of the values that I would like you guys to take a look at. And I want to see, just have a short conversation, but I think it's something that you're going to want to bring into your training that's a little bit more research-based.
Yeah.
It's proven that these are the core values that people have, and that you can take them through an exercise that I'm going to take you through and kind of refine how your perspective is on core values to see, to assess the character and help to develop the people that you're teaching every day.
Interesting. So it's in a weird way, it's kind of like a personality test, but based on core values and feelings.
No, this is just, we all have, you want to give one over to Mike too? Our sound engineer.
Our sound engineer gets to take one also. All right.
He's always working along with us. All right. So there's a list of values here. How many do you think there are? Probably about 50. And so go through the exercise and just circle. Now, one would want all the values. Like these all sound good, you know, authenticity, ambition, altruism, honesty, hope, humility, initiative, intuition, job security, stewardship, teamwork, thrift, tradition, travel, trust, truth, understanding, uniqueness, usefulness, making a difference. You know, all those sound great, but each of us has like 3 to 5 core values that we really hold closely. And I have been doing core value exercises with small business owners since 1992 when I started We Mentor. And I had done some research, but this is the best research that I've seen on the core values kind of solidified. And so just go through and circle the ones that most resonate with you. And our listeners could go over to courageworks.com and just research, just take a look at Brené Brown's work. There are so many. And they're all good, you know, leisure, reliability, resourcefulness, responsibility, risk-taking, truth, diversity, equality, family, financial stability, forgiveness, freedom, friendship, fun. So what I do for an exercise is we look at first personally how you resonate to these values, and then from there, what do you want to make sure you have within your business if you're in a startup business? But as you go along over time, it's not uncommon to change some of your business values based on your experience with people and what you want to do to help develop their character.
Can I just circle all of them?
No, you must pick. So there's several steps to this. You're doing the first one, and then another time we'll come back and see what you've refined. But let's go over your general laundry list right now, if you've got no more than 10. Let's talk about those.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I think I'm at 10 now.
Well, okay.
But I'm not quite there.
John, how about you? Why don't you share what you've got?
Sure. I put accountability, community, family, humor, self-discipline, trust, understanding, and uniqueness.
And uniqueness.
Yep.
Okay. And which ones do you think are in your business?
I think accountability and community are there. Family, I would say, is there for sure. It's got a sense of family. Humor. Maybe I don't get to be as humorous as the staff and being in HR and all.
Yeah.
I think those are there. Uniqueness, I think, is definitely there, and I think overall understanding as well. Understanding because we have a vision, we share that since day one with them. So I think that there's really not too many surprises, you know, and yeah. Our openness. So yeah. Then they have an understanding. So
and I think that's why you both continue to work together and want to continue to build together.
Mm-hmm.
Is when you have a deep understanding of each other and appreciation for the person, you've been through a lot, but you also, you know, those are core values that unite you in keeping the conversation going and the relationship going.
Yeah, for sure.
Good. Stephen, what'd you circle?
Well, I actually have a few that John has, which is kind of cool. Accountability. I got to move this to the light so I can see. Accountability, career, because that's something that we always say is like, it's not a job. We're trying to build a career. Community, connection, because I always talk about connection and relationships. Ethics, fun, I guess that goes with humor. Health, honesty, openness, risk taking, self discipline, and uniqueness.
Ah. Now that, yeah, this is a real compliment to you guys. I think it reinforces why your partnership is working.
That's a surprise.
Actually, I just copied everything he said.
No. I didn't.
You need some blinders. Okay.
No. Very good. Well, that reinforces your relationship.
I mean, we do talk about core values a lot. It's kind of like sometimes I think the staff just kind of gets like, oh my God, Stephen's going off on core values again. But yeah. I think it's really important to constantly say it over and over and over and reiterate what John and I have as our vision and where we want to go and what our core values are. So.
Well, and as mentors, there's a difference between delivering instruction and being a mentor. A mentor really cares about the people that they're developing. They're concerned about their characteristics and how they're developing as a person. They're concerned about helping them with develop their ethics and their moral foundation. And you're with the younger group. Their brain hasn't fully developed until they're 21, 22. And so there's a lot of decisions that they're making about their lives that can be pretty alarming at different times. And so you're helping them with developing a foundation and an understanding, but also you're practicing what you're talking about. And that's also what mentoring is about. And that's the power of the work that you guys are doing. Very good. Cool. All right. Is there anything else you would like to add to this session? I think we're closing out nicely.
No, I think this is cool. I want to keep this list.
Yeah.
The next time that you guys are on air, we'll be talking about your core values and if you readjusted them based on this exercise and how you're using some of these exercises with your employees.
Cool. Yeah.
You're really doing great work. I'm just really enjoying the process of getting to know you two better in a different way. Mm-hmm. And it explains, Stephen, why when you're cutting my hair, there's nonstop talking between us.
Well, I like to pick people's brains, so.
Yeah, and there's that mentoring, you know, where we're connected, and you're passionate about what you're doing, and you always have a lot of ideas that you're, you know, sorting through. It's a pleasure. Both of you. I just really enjoy
helping.
Getting to know you guys.
Yeah, this has been great exercise actually for us. So.
Oh, good. Well, we'll keep it going.
Awesome.
All right. And to our audience members, we'll see you next Monday. Thanks for being here. Bye.